This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Over. Time for me to start talking again, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I hope we're finding Jennifer here somewhere. 7 past the hour. So, for the, what do we call this, usable? This is a teachable moment. For those of you who like roller coasters and who frequently get kidney stones, you'll be very happy to know.
That's great.
There's been a study done. My God, don't these people have anything better to do with their lives? But this is actually,
This is a good one. This is
great. I had kidney stones once. I would never get on a roller coaster because they do bad things to me. I took one once, and that was it. Never again. But anyway, so if you have a kidney stone, a Michigan State University prof has discovered that riding a roller coaster will have a 70% success rate in you flipping the kidney stone. This is the best one in the world, apparently, for kidney stones, is Walt Disney World's Big Thunder Mountain.
Which is my favorite roller coaster, because it doesn't go upside down.
Yeah, it is a good roller coaster, but it is very bouncy. I could see where it might shake a few things.
Have you been, on it, Jennifer?
Yeah, I like that. I'm not a roller coaster person, so because I get motion sickness. But that one I can kind of handle, and it's fun, it's fast, it's bouncy, but it's not too crazy.
So this guy says he had patients telling him after riding a particular roller coaster, they were able to pass their kidney stones. How many friends has this guy got that have roller coasters, that have kidney stones?
I know.
Have all of you had, Jennifer, you had a kidney stone?
I never have, but I have to tell you, my uncle, my dad's brother, went through this period probably about 5 or 6 years ago when he had a really bad time with kidney stones. He had a bunch of them. And I have never seen a man. I had to end up taking him to the emergency room at some point.
Horrible.
He was paler than a ghost. He was sweating. He was, and this is my tough military, former military serving uncle, right? And he's like pale, sweating, and like flailed over in a chair while we were waiting in the emergency room. I can't imagine anybody that's going through that is going to want to go to Disneyland and get on a roller coaster.
I had one once, and it was one of the most excruciating things I can ever remember experiencing. They are, and what it is basically is the calcification. It's a piece of calcium that gets stuck in the tube, like the urethra that men have, and it can't get anywhere. You can try to. That's why cranberry juice is good. It helps flush it out. There are certain things you can take, and then there are drugs, of course, that you can get it out. But who would have thought that getting under a roller coaster would get rid of it? Now think about the ergonomics of it. Does it make sense? It does so much. Your body is basically convoluting, and it's so rough, it'd be like having a bad airplane ride. Maybe the same thing had happened, right?
That could be the same thing, yeah. I think when you're in the point where, like Jen's uncle, I'm assuming if you're that bent over in pain, you're probably closer to passing a stone. My uncle gets them a lot, too, and he has some days where he's okay. He has, like, a dull ache, and then other days where it's excruciating. It kind of goes back and forth. So I think if you're not in one of the excruciating days, then this method could work where it bounces around and you know, loosens it up and lets you basically get rid of it.
300,000 people a year on average go to the emergency room because they have a problem with a kidney stone. That's a lot of, you know, and the time in the emergency room is something that costs thousands of dollars. So if you could get on a roller coaster ride, so who's going to get?
I guess that's cheaper. I was going to say it's kind of expensive to go to Disney just for one ride. You think they'll start giving discounts just for that one
kidney
ride?
Stone
if you,
discount.
If you have proof discount. That you have a kidney stone?
Yes.
That would be nice.
But it's interesting that he tested other roller coasters like Space Mountain, and I guess Aerosmith has a rock and roller coaster, and that those were too fast and too violent. And so the G-Force pinned the actual stones against the kidney wall so you couldn't pass them. So it's really interesting. noticing that Big Thunder Mountain had just enough jiggling around that it helped people lose them. 70% success rate is a lot.
When you talk about jiggling around, all I can think of is TNA on a roller coaster. All right. Okay, all right.
Rattling around. How about that?
Rattling. Okay, so Jennifer, we were talking about weather earlier on and how it was different for me yesterday. It was very hot on the East Coast. Got on the plane, it was 93, 94 degrees. When I got off here in L.A., it was like 73, and it's quite nice. The weekend is supposed to be good. However, there are a lot of things going on around the country. This is the tornado season. This is the time when the hot weather and the cold weather collapse, all that stuff. It comes. So, as usual, and I found this to be the case, I'm very disappointed in USA Today. Used to be that it was something that just sort of presented without having an angle to it. It was just the news. I remember when it first came out, we called it redneck news. And so it's matured to a point. It has its purpose. It's good. What do they call it? Mac newspaper or Mac paper or something? I think that it was to identify with the everyman having meal at McDonald's and get Mac paper and you'll be all set. But they've sort of grounded around now and changed to a point where there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of negativity. And one of the best examples I could see of this yesterday, grabbing a couple of USA Today's, the story about how bad the weather is on the planet and the list of all of the deadly storms with how many people were killed and thousands. The cyclone that occurred in Bangladesh got 300,000 people. The tornado in Bangladesh that killed 1,300. I mean, the cyclone was in 1970. The tornado 1989. The hailstorm that got a lot of people in India in 1888. So, but you wonder, is that something? The reason I bring it up isn't necessarily just talk about the weather, but to identify what it is that grabs your attention. When you look, Jennifer, at a newspaper and the headlines, and what grabs your attention? What do you find you react to?
As far as content?
Yeah. What do the headline itself?
Well, I think in the headline, it's really hard to say because I actually read a newspaper every weekend at least.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I kind of decide what I'm going to read based on the headline, I guess. And it would catch me if it's of something that's of interest to me.
Would this
so
have
right
been
now,
interesting? Well, world, the all-time deadliest storms. Is that something that would intrigue you?
No, because here's why. You know what? I live in California. I would know that has nothing to do with where I live, so I'd probably keep reading.
Right. What about you, Victoria?
I would not read about... No, I don't think I'd read about deadliest storms. And I don't even know why. I don't know.
But what is there about headlines that... Do you find the mood or tone that you're in maybe set? Because you, the rest of us are all news junkies. We want to look and see what's going on and trying to make up our mind about what we really think about this bit of information or that coverage, etc. So I'm not meaning it to stick to the storm story. I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
All right, here's another. Let me give you another example. All right. Also in the same edition of USA Today, the headline reads, "When Politics and Your Job Collide." Now, I found this on my own level to be a fascinating story and something that I had never really thought about much. How what you do at work sometimes affects, or maybe let's turn it around, what you do outside of work sometime may affect your work.
Yeah, this is a big one. Mm-hmm. That would be one I would read because there have been a lot of articles like that recently.
Mm-hmm.
And when your coworker spends weekends marching for or against something, I think it does absolutely, and then they post it on Instagram or whatever, I think it absolutely can change the office dynamic for sure.
Yeah, I would read that, too, because, I feel kind of outnumbered with my political views in California, so I would go, what do I need to know? That would catch my attention.
Mm-hmm. There was one I read last week, what happens when you and your boss have differing political views?
Yeah.
And how to navigate those waters if your boss brings something up.
Have you ever been in that position? Either of you?
Oh,
trying to think.
I think Jennifer, you might not have been in that position.
I don't think I have.
I mean, you'd probably be the most different from me than any of my bosses.
Yeah, well, I would say obviously I'm in that situation where I am. But
yeah, because you're working for a very right-wing organization and you're not.
Yeah, but I think, I don't really think
most of the rest of the people who work there, they'll drink the Kool-Aid.
Well, I don't know if I would say that. I think that most of the on-air stuff that you would hear drinks the Kool-Aid, but I think a lot of the people that work behind the scenes don't necessarily. I don't know. It's kind of a mix all over the place. But
Good. That's healthy.
Yeah, which I think also helps a lot. I think if you were one employee and then every single other person was of a specific mindset, regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, I think that that would be really difficult. But where I am now, it's really not that hard to navigate, and I think it just depends on how open and blatant people are with that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Obviously, we talk more about politics here because a lot of the shows are political.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't really think that's an appropriate workplace conversation to have, at least not out loud, because it just makes people so uncomfortable. It's so divisive.
Well, we work in a weird industry, though, too, where, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, yes, there was, like, when I worked at WABC here in New York City, that's a very conservative station. Mm-hmm. But behind the scenes, the producers and the news writers and everybody else was very New York City liberal. So, and a friend of mine works at Fox News, and he's openly gay, and there are openly gay people behind the scenes as well, and everyone's a lot more liberal than you would think. So I do think that our business is a little bit weird like that. Mm-hmm. But the on-air staff could be very, very right-wing conservative, but behind the scenes, talking at the water cooler, it might be a different story.
By the way, just as in, this is not a throwaway, the passing of Roger Ailes and what happened, a lot of people were speculating he had a heart attack. He did not. His wife says he fell down and had a concussion, and hemophilia contributed to his death, bled out, in essence, in his own body, injuring his head, which sort of surprised me. And then some of the things that she said about him more surprised me. I'm not even going to repeat. It was just kind of, it was a weird thing all the way around.
Yeah.
But if you can spell karma, there's maybe a...
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, I don't think it is at all. I think that's part of...
You know what, Dougie?
Let
me put it to you this way.
Yeah.
And you will agree with this. People are multifaceted. Sometimes
yes, they
do good things. Sometimes they do bad things. But to his wife and to his kid and to at least half of the Fox News staff, he was something to somebody.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, thank you. That was a good point, Jen.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
It's time to streamline your tools with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt cordless system. One C3 battery helps your tool work longer and powers over 30 different tools like the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt hammer drill. The compact hammer drill pushes out up to 515 inch-pounds of torque to handle even your toughest drilling and driving projects. A Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck and an LED work light makes this hammer drill durable and versatile. Craftsman, made to make. Available at craftsman.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Unmistakable sound of you two in your ear here as we get into our musical portion of the hour. And I'll tell you why we're playing you two in just a moment. Just let's savor the music for a sec, right? I think it's because we were just talking about Gloria Allred.
Most likely, yeah.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
America's all right,
so
sweetheart.
You, what'd you say?
America's sweetheart, Gloria Allred.
So, you two seem to have fixed the ticketing issues that caused confusion and long lines at the first couple of shows on their Joshua Tree tour. Problems that came from the band's efforts to do a number on the scalpers, which is appreciated, to be sure. I told you the story the other day of me getting a couple of tickets to see... I forget who I was going. Oh, it was Brian Wilson. And the tickets, depending on whether you got scalper tickets or original tickets, the $89 seats were $210 if you buy them from the scalpers.
Well, that's the kind of joke. Ticketmaster is now running their own resale. So you can buy the original tickets from Ticketmaster, or you can buy the resale tickets for twice the amount from Ticketmaster.
Why isn't there some kind of legislation? All these guys are sticking their finger in everybody's pot.
Yep.
So stick it in this one, will you? One of the biggest tests of paperless tickets, this tour, the Joshua Tree tour requires fans to present their credit card and ID to get access to the seats. And this is what we were just talking about here. Anti-resale technology designed to make it difficult for scalpers to flip their tickets on StubHub. What a bunch of money grubbing.
Yeah.
And they made so much money. Don't they have they've got so much dough that they have, don't they own one of the performance venues? One of the Coliseums, this guy called, it's called StubHub.
Yeah, the StubHub Arena or something.
Arena or something, somewhere.
That's how much, yeah.
Right. So the test didn't go smoothly at first. A lot of fans struck out. They were stuck at the BC Place Stadium in Vancouver last Friday trying to get into the show. A lot of people were confused about where to line up for access. Fans were unclear which lines to stand in, particularly for general admission into the stadium. A lot of them were stuck outside when the opening act took to the stage. But the third stop of the tour at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, when this was Wednesday night, fans entered the venue, no hitch, no problem. There's better preparation, the staff is better. So good. They've tried to do something to make sure the ticketing goes to their true fans and not to the people who turn around and sell them. Again, I give you the most outrageous example I ever had. It was last year trying to get tickets to see Adele. They were $400, even the good seats were $400.
Yeah.
And then if the scalpers got a hold of them, there were $1,400 tickets being sold for that damn concert. It was, talking about maddening.
I mean, I've been trying to buy tickets for the U2 tour, the Joshua Tree tour, and the tickets are so expensive. And then the scary part is a lot of fans are reporting that when you do buy them from StubHub for $1,000, when you get to the venue, someone's already in your seat. So they're fake tickets. So it's just sort of a mess. It's scary.
Somebody, there should be a class action lawsuit against StubHub. All right, other good music news comes from the Beatles. A lot of folks very happy over the new Sgt. Pepper album, 50th anniversary releases, with a remix of pretty much the whole album. It's going to be released in several configurations on the 26th. Oh my God, look at this. 6-disc set, 4 CDs, a DVD, and a Blu-ray. That'll be good. Very cool. Sgt. Pepper, 50th anniversary remix. Well, I think we ought to pursue this next week through the whole week. We should play a little each time we
talk about music. I love this album.
28 and a half past the hour.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals. No synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The hour, Friday the 19th of May, the DJV experience. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer, thank heavens, feels and sounds much better than she did. So maybe we'll give her the honor of being Biff today, Victoria, when it comes to talking about Tom Brady's concussions, because she needs to wrap herself around that if she hasn't heard that story.
I need to wrap myself around Tom Brady.
Is that what it is?
Just to make him feel better. I'd like to comfort him, you know.
Yes, right. Obviously. Yeah. In his time of need. Good
of course.
For you.
I'm a giver.
You're so giving.
Some people say I'm like Mother Teresa.
Food news. There's a new grocery chain, a supermarket chain from Germany that is very popular in Europe, and has now decided to expand to the U.S. market. I wonder how much business there is for you. You look at what we have. Let's just talk about Greater Los Angeles, Jennifer, to begin with. How many different supermarket structures? There's Ralph's. There's Vons.
Vons. Yep.
There's Bristol. There's Whole Food.
Yep.
There is
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's.
Sprouts.
Sprouts.
Wow.
Is there an Aldi here?
I don't think so. I've not seen one.
Okay. And then you can go buy groceries at a Target store. You can buy groceries at the Walmart store. You can buy groceries. There are a lot of local little places. You go through Santa Monica on the Venice Line. There's three or four places
on Main Street,
little grocery stores that have really great products. It's quite expensive. So there's the local store that's still
exists. Don't forget, there's also Gelson's.
Gelson's
and,
is, yeah.
And there's John's, high-end. Which is smaller. Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Gelson's is very sort of a...
Very high-end, yeah.
It is high-end.
It's more expensive Ralph's is what it is.
Yeah, right.
And then there's Food for Less, right? Yeah. Food for Less.
Food for Less. There's the Smart and Final.
Oh, yeah. We got that.
Right?
Oh, my God. Sam's Club and Costco.
Sam's Club, right? Yeah. Yep.
And then you also have Whole Foods somewhere, don't you?
Yeah, I said that. Yeah.
I feel like there's
you can't go through Santa Monica. There are five Whole Foods outlets in Santa Monica alone.
Jeez.
On Montana, there's two of them on Santa Monica Boulevard, one on Wilshire. And there's one over on Lincoln.
So you see them in, like, every stoplight.
Yeah.
Just to put it in juxtaposition with my neighborhood, as Doug likes to point out, I actually have to drive 20 minutes to get to a Whole Foods.
All right. So anyway, this new supermarket is a small, it's the size of Trader Joe's. It's called Lidl. L-I-D-L. Maybe Little. L-I, there's no N in it. L-I-D-L. Little. They have stores in 27 countries. They have 10,000 stores. Now, I'm trying to remember, because TJ Maxx, good Doug. Trader Joe's is owned by a European company now. And there's another one of the major, Whole Foods has been sold out, but it's still an American company. I'm just trying, there's another Stan... What's the name of that? It's not Stanfield. There's Tesla in England, and there's another company that begins with an S. And I know Sainsbury's? They have bought. What's that?
Are we talking talking about companies or grocery stores?
Well, companies that own
Sainsbury's.
Sainsbury's,
yeah.
That's it. Thank
you. And then there's Marks and Spencer's and
right.
There's
now,
yeah.
So if we take it to the East Coast, I have in my neck of the woods, we have Star Market, Shaw's, Stop and Shop, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's. There are some new Aldis. There are all the Targets and Whole and you know the WalMarts and places like that. There's one other one I think I'm leaving out. What do you have in the Greater New York area?
Well, in Manhattan, because you know I think I'll just stick with Manhattan where what's accessible to
there's
me.
There's a corner grocery store everywhere.
Well, not really. No, there's bodegas. There's bodegas on every corner, and that's you know like almost like a 7-Eleven type thing being a franchise. But we have probably the least amount of options. For grocery stores, there's a few Whole Foods. There's two Trader Joe's in all of Manhattan. Mm-hmm. There's a few Gristiti's, which is gross. We call it Gristiti's.
Well, I've not heard that brand. What are they?
Yeah, it's like a lower end, kind of dirty. No, they're not great. They're just I think they're only in Manhattan. And then we have a few D'Agostino's. That's it, really.
I left out Market Basket. There's a market chain called Market Basket. In the Northeast, the Hannaford's, Price Chopper. You must have some Price Chopper.
You know, the thing with New York, though, is because everybody walks or takes the subway and not a lot of people are driving. I mean, you guys just do kind of walk-up stuff, right? So don't you, like, I mean, no one's going, like, I go to the grocery store, I come out with five bags, and I'm good for a while.
Yeah.
You can't, I would guess that that's something that you guys don't do in New York, right, Victoria?
That's true. A couple days of worth of food, and that's pretty much it.
Well, when Megan was living in England, what happens in England and most of Europe is that they only buy what they're going to eat that day.
Yeah, you go and get what you want for dinner.
You go and get what you want.
Same thing with my mom, yeah.
Right, yeah. And so Megan has continued that way. She will go to the grocery store she goes to the farmer's market. She finds the farmer's market almost every day to go to and then buys the food, but whatever is there, that's what she buys. And she's done that ever since she was a college student in England, because that's the way they live there, and she just has kept that going. And it actually proves it might be not as convenient, but it proves to be healthier, because you're getting
something. You get Usher stuff.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. Right, and well, she's lucky in California because you guys have so many amazing farmers markets.
Yeah.
We have one right near me, but I live near the Museum of Natural History, and there's a really nice organic farmers market, but it's just a few little stands in the winter, and it's mostly meat that comes from local farms, and so it's very seasonal, so we really don't have the luxury that
you won't have,
you know,
until
you lucky Californians
next
have.
Month. Yeah, right. And here in California, you have them on every
And even the ones
Saturday,
that we have here
Sunday.
During the summer, I mean, I guess you could go to different areas and find ones on different days, but most of them are only open one day a week, and a lot of them are weekend.
Yeah.
So how much of a factor, Jennifer, are wines with these grocery stores, and how do they get, like Trader Joe's you can find wine in, and some of the stores, the grocery stores here you can find wines in. On the East Coast, you can't. You can't find wine for sale in a grocery store. But Trader Joe's has it.
It's a horror show.
Say what?
It is.
It's
a horror show.
It is.
Well. Yeah. I mean, I think wine now has become a big part of the grocery shopping experience. I think a lot of people have upped their game as far as the wines that are available at grocery stores. It used to be it was like kind of one bleak aisle and everything was in there, you know, wine, beer, vodka, all the hard alcohols all in one aisle. But it now seems that supermarkets are spending more time with their wine selection, at least in California, as wine's a pretty big industry for us out here. And, you know, you'll see that they put like hardwood floor in the wine section instead of just the grocery tile, and
Albertsons.
They try to make it look fancy. Oh, that was one we didn't name.
Albertsons, yeah.
But, I mean, it depends what you're looking for. I mean, I would not go to Whole Foods for wine, but Trader Joe's has some interesting stuff at low prices, and I'd go to my regular grocery store to look around for wine.
I wish that was an option. In New York, it's illegal. The only thing we can get in certain grocery, and not every grocery store even has it, but in certain grocery stores, you can get beer, and that's it.
Yeah.
So you have to go to a wine store, and luckily, they're everywhere, but you have to go to a separate place for that.
Legal is how they're pronounced. The rhymes with Beetle. They're going to open 100 stores next year on the East Coast.
What's their shtick? I don't get it.
Their shtick is frozen, fresh and frozen seafood, wine, fresh local produce, and baked goods. Plus, they have big sections for organic and gluten-free products.
Cool.
So that sounds
like they're going to do a lot of pre-made stuff, kind of like Trader Joe's.
Yeah, Trader Joe's does. Yeah, exactly. All right, well, it'll be interesting to see how it works. All right, let's get to Biff here and her overview of what's going on with the continuing focus on Tom Brady's concussions and comments that have been made by Ms. Bunchkin's comments. Her
Bunchkin.
Her too. Bunchkin.
She's not a Bunchkin. She's a Bunchkin.
All right, so who's Drew Brees?
He is the quarterback for the Saints. Hang on one second, because got a little clearing here.
Excuse me.
I didn't want to cough into your ear. I thought that would be rude. But Drew Brees is quarterback for New Orleans, right? Isn't that right?
New Orleans. Yep. Yep.
And he took a pass when he was asked about his thoughts on Gisele Bündchen's comments that her husband, Tom Brady, had a concussion last year that went unreported. He did say that he probably wouldn't even tell his own wife, Brittany, if he got dinged or if he got his bell rung in a game. He said he wouldn't want her to worry. This was all on the Dan Patrick show. And Drew Brees agreed that the idea of self-reporting concussions is kind of a gray area, you think, because players don't always want you to know when they suffered a concussion because they think that they'll get themselves taken out of a game and things are just far too competitive. Drew Brees shared a story he has often told in the past about how he didn't take himself out of a game after suffering the only documented concussion of his career while with the San Diego Chargers back in 2004. He said, quote, "I knew that something was not right. I knew that I was concussed, but I didn't take myself out of the game. I mean, I stayed in the game and played as long as I could until finally a coach pulled me aside and was like, I'm looking out for you here, and you're not going to play anymore." So
concussed?
Concussed, yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
You know, it's really funny to compare this, but I like Total Divas quite a bit, which is a show on E! About the women of World Wrestling Federation. And they do, or World Wrestling Entertainment, I guess would be appropriate.
Are you talking about the women who are wrestlers or the wives of the guys that are wrestlers?
No, they're women wrestlers of WWE. Yeah. And what's interesting there is every time they get injured, unless it's something catastrophic, they shut up about it because they know how competitive it is and that there's someone waiting in the lower roster that's going to get brought up while they're sick. And if, you know, something happens and that person clicks, they've lost their spot. And it's just, you know, it almost seems like that. I mean, I understand why that's right for business, because whoever sells at the moment is what business is going to go for, of course. But at the same time, it seems like you're creating an environment. If you're trying to get people to tell you when they have concussions, create an environment that welcomes that instead of making them feel like they're going to lose a job if they get hurt.
So true. So true.
All right, 45 past the hour. Jennifer, what was it like when you unboxed your first parachute sheet delivery? What did when you opened it up?
Super fancy. And remember, I think I told you, you know, I like to order stuff online, but typically things are just kind of rolling around in a box, right? Yes, and you just sort of take them out, and they're just there. Parachute is so elegant. The way that it comes in the box, I mean, from start to finish, you open up the box, and inside, once you get to the good stuff, it is a beautiful fabric, the same material that your sheets are, beautiful package, handmade, beautiful, with the sheets inside, and it just makes you feel so, it's like upscale, it's fancy, it's elegant, it's just, it's really luxury from the beginning.
All right, Victoria, what do you think when I just asked that of Jennifer, what was going through your mind about unboxing the first box of parachute sheets?
Well, it's funny, as Jen was beautifully describing that experience, I was remembering opening it and seeing the tissue paper with the little sticker, had the seal on it, and opening the tissue paper thinking, wow, what did we get involved with here? This is very fancy. I've never had sheets presented in a way like this. And then just like Jen said, all of the sheets come in their individual pouch that's the same material as the sheets that you ordered. So like I ordered the satin sheets, so I have these two beautiful sateen pouches that I've been able to reuse for traveling for lingerie and things like that. So it's kind of an extra little bonus gift.
How about that for three solid, strong recommendations as to why to go to parachutehome.com/DJV. You get free shipping. You look at the catalog and find not only these things, the linens for your table, you find the things for your bathroom. It's a great way as they expand their offerings for you to make your home, not only your bedroom, but your whole home, comfortable. So check it all out and get free shipping by going to parachutehome.com/DJV. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit parachutehome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit parachutehome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
Message and data rates may apply. When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 past the hour, travel time. You want to get away. Way for you to plan intelligently.
And Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer Travel Guide. She's going to help us. Those of you who have thought about going to Disney, but you think it's so expensive, have we got a way or two or three or four or five or six or seven or eight, nine, maybe 10 ways to find discounts at Disney? Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Guidebooks and Frommers.com up next here on the DJV Experience.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient. Because you know there's always a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 30%. Up to 30% on the building supplies you use every day, like insulation and drywall, which is a better way to do business. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for discount, U.S. only.
Hi, Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer Guidebooks at frommers.com. So in all of the, I've been to Disneyland, to Disney World. I've never been a fan because I don't like big crowds. But I know that lots and lots of families, Pauline, love to go to either Disney World or Disneyland. There are parks in several places around the world that are great attractions. But families think it's too hard and oftentimes will balk at going because of the expense. You found some ways, a lot of ways, actually, to down. Is it downloadable, these discounts? How do we find discounts to go to Disney?
Well, there's a lot of different ways, and we have an article on Frommers.com called 12 Different Ways to Save. Those families are right. It is expensive, and each year the price goes up. So you've got to be savvy. The best way to save is to serve your country. There are very, very good discounts, the best out there for active military and for veterans. So if anybody in your family falls into that category, make sure that Disney knows it. We also like a website called Mouse Savers. This is a website dedicated to all things Disney. We find that if you look there, if there's a discount, you'll probably find it. But for the most part, you got to be proactive. The Disney reservationists are trained to only answer the questions you ask them. So if there is a special discount going on when you call, they're not going to tell you unless you ask. So be proactive. Say, is there any special discount going on? Is there a way I can save on lodgings? In terms of lodgings, you're going to pay the least amount of money outside the park.
Right.
And for people with older kids who might be also going to Universal Studios, not just Disney, we think this is a smart way to save, because you'll pay far less than you will even at the Disney Economy Resorts. But if you want to stay on property, go to the Disney Economy Resorts. They have names like Animation Studios. Ask for the Economy Resorts when you book.
One of the things about going to Florida, Pauline, and there, as you pointed out, there are other things to see. There's the Space Coast, which is a good day or two for families to go.
Yeah.
Whereas if you come here to California and go to Anaheim, the only other thing you can see is the Crystal Cathedral. That's pretty much it. There's nothing else to go see.
In Anaheim, there are lots of attractions in Los Angeles.
That's true. It's a ways off. Although Knott's Berry Farm is across the street, now that I think about it, in Anaheim from... And that's a fabulous... By the way, that's a great take. So it's encouraging, though, that you found these discounts, because a lot of people just are frustrated with it because they don't think they can afford to go. And so that's good. So once again, if we go to Frommers.com, look in the Frommers Guidebook, we'll find these directions to discounts. I would underscore that. Yes, thank you, Doug. All right. Thanks for the help. 59 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.